This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us, first from the Powell Police Department, covering activity going back to a couple days ago. They include Animal Call Other on East 3rd received report of a bunny rabbit with a blow dart in its ear. CSO responded, not able to catch the bunny, the incident under investigation. So, for parents who gave their kids a blow dart gun, they're shooting rabbits with it.
Well,
parents?
Maybe this person needs to experience things from the rabbit side.
Yeah, we can maybe arrange something like that. Can't do it probably legally. We'll have to have some of our friends do it.
Well, yeah. How would you like a dart in your rear?
Yeah, so that's another thing. We have the break-in burglar, into your car. Well, not break-in, just open the door.
He's no criminal mastermind.
No, but and then we have the blow dart people. So if you gave your kid a blow dart, said, what could go wrong here? Something's going wrong, people. So check them out, okay? Traffic stop, West Coulter, traffic stop performed, vehicle not having license plates. Driver had the proper paperwork, no action taken. Everybody had a good laugh after that, Russ.
Did I need those?
Yeah.
Is that required?
Yeah, but if you're driving around with no plates on,
you're going to get a visit.
Yeah, somebody's going to, notice it. Yeah, so maybe put something up at your window or something. So, let's see. Traffic complaint occurring on West Coulter. Received a complaint of vehicles that have been driving too fast and burning rubber during the cruise on Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
This report came in on Tuesday. The officers were advised they'll follow up with the complaint because people are worried, Russ.
Well, and I guess things were really getting out of hand in Casper.
Yeah.
And dude, that one guy, they caught him going over 100.
Yeah. Was that during a cruise night?
It was.
Oh. Well, just showing off a little bit.
Well, so. He was in a hurry to cruise.
Yeah. But they were, leaving a little rubber behind on Bent Street, So, yeah. Well, plus, I know the chief was a little concerned because kids were just thrown in the back of a pickup. Just chuck them back there.
Just like in the good old days.
Well, just like the good old days. So,
and I guess, you've spent all this money on your heavy metal, and, you just can't resist goosing it a little bit here and there.
Yeah. And, especially for some of those cars.
Yeah.
Got a lot of horsepower in there.
Generate the power of a small city.
Yeah. And then you get the people on the side who say, light it up.
Yeah.
Come on.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help. But, it's nice to have a cruise night on a Saturday night. So just play it safe so nothing happens.
Well,
so we don't get these people calling, oh, somebody's going to get hurt. Why didn't you call on Saturday? I don't know.
And unless you want them to, they actually set up like checkpoints in Casper slow people down if you want to see that happen. I don't know, with bars and restaurants reopening, I don't know if they're going to be cruising this weekend or not.
As far as I know, I think so. No.
Okay.
I think it might be stuck with us for a while, so. Cruising around. We'll see.
Okay.
Theft, Crandall Drive, received report of a theft, case under investigation. Property loss, North Clark, lost credit card.
Uh-oh.
It's blue with apple blossoms. Dispatch handled. Not sure what credit card that is, Russ.
The Bank of Apple Blossoms.
Yes. Yeah, so it's you can only buy apples with it. Traffic complaint, East Coulter, received a complaint of a driver that passed people in the middle lane and blew by every stop sign from Bernard to Hamilton.
Oh,
that's a long way.
Yeah, it is.
Officer responded, search area, vehicle couldn't be found, gone on arrival. So, using the turn lane to pass people. Because, 35, just too slow on Coulter. Suspicious activity, East Adams. An officer contacted two males in an old blue flatbed truck. They were just showing the flatbed off to a friend. Look! Look what I got!
It's got a flat
bed. And this is occurring at 2 in the morning. So, yeah, let's check those out. Disturbance on East 2nd received a report of an intoxicated male causing a disturbance. Officers responded, able to get him back inside his residence at 9 o'clock in the morning, Ross.
Oh, jeez.
9 a.m. What else are you going to do? You get up in the morning, get drunk. So, and then cause a disturbance. This might be the first time alcohol had done that. So let's put this one down.
Budweiser for breakfast.
Yeah, well, I think probably more than that. So there may have been cocktails involved. Yeah. Let's see. Dogs running. Harassment. Avenue K received a report of harassment. An officer spoke to the RP, and there was no violation of criminal law. The officer gave the RP some tips on how to ignore/block the issue. Disposition completed. So I'm guessing block would have to be something maybe on a cell phone or a computer.
And careful where you put the slash.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to slash him? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now it's ignore/block. Okay. I'm going to ignore and block. Disturbance, Wood Street, received a complaint of someone who was playing music very loudly in a car. Officers responded upon arrival. There was no music playing. The day the music died, Ron, well, on Wood Street.
And that's the thing about music in cars. It's usually rolling on.
Yeah. I live off of Wood Street. Two blocks long.
Oh, yeah.
Got two blocks for Wood Street. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there are some people who do like to work on their vehicle there on Wood Street. Yeah. And they'll play some music. You know, if it was, you know, something bad, I'd probably complain. I don't care. Bothered me. This is the 8 o'clock at night. I mean, I'm okay with it, you know. If you get past 10 o'clock, then yeah, I could see it happening. Right. So traffic stop on E7, traffic stop performed after an investigation. 19-year-old out of Saratoga issued a citation for possession of a controlled substance. Disposition CK. So he had some Saratoga reefer on him.
Oh no, what are the folks back in Saratoga going to think?
Yeah, so he was a good boy.
We thought he was.
Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include an intrusion holdup at Cody Laundromat. RP hears a loud beeping coming from the laundromat. Hey, the dryer's done. Bang, bang.
Either your clothes are dry or there's a holdup in progress. We don't know which.
Either one, but you probably want to check it out. So, and this occurring at 2:45 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So if you're living on Beck Avenue, it's a little tough to get sleep once the laundromat starts squealing. So,
hey, the laundromat went off.
Parking problem, Stampede Avenue, pickup blocking the driveway. Disposition canceled, so the guy got in his truck and left. But it's not like there's a lot of, it's difficult to find parking on Stampede, is it? I don't know.
Not this year.
No. So, let's see, citizen contact, traffic stop, driver warned for illegal left turn on Sheridan Avenue and expired insurance warning issued. So usually those insurance companies are quick to send you a bill,
but he didn't
want to pay.
That probably wasn't the problem.
Yeah. Animal lost, Wyoming Avenue, 15-pound cat. Disposition informational. So I'd check near the restaurant. Out behind the back.
How do you like my cat/doorstop?
Yeah, so it's the only cat in town with a saddle on it. So
he's just waiting for the parade.
Animal call Rumsey. RP says there's a pack of dogs that belong to someone in her neighborhood, and she is scared to take her grandchild on a walk because they're out. She'd like to speak with the CEO. So somebody has gathered up wolves in Yellowstone and using them as a family pets, Russ. right around Rumsey. So, okay. Yeah, you don't want to take the grandkid, your tasty grandchild, out where the dogs are. So,
and there was just a story. This woman, her dog attacked her out of the blue and killed her. And you're thinking, oh, my God, was it a Rottweiler, a Doberman? No. It was a French bulldog.
Oh, those monsters.
Little cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know the exact details, but this dog did her in.
Yeah, when they're hungry, they're hungry.
I guess so.
Let's see. Assist other agency on Sheridan Avenue. Client driving around with no valid driver's license tested positive for meth this morning.
Oh, jeez.
Disposition informational. Yeah, he's waiting on his driver's license picture when his teeth grow back in.
They couldn't take the picture because he was shaking so fast. Yeah. It always came out blurry. Oh. But you stand still.
We told you to stand still. Stop dancing. harassment, 32nd Street. RP's daughter being harassed by a female. RP advised this stemmed from a prank from a few days ago. Assistance came. When pranks go wrong. You could see one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
You know. Traffic complaint at Juby's. RP says there are two vehicles racing near Juby's. One silver passenger vehicle, one blue and black hatchback, unknown description, disposition, unable to locate. So do they have racing during Juby days?
So, they're introducing it.
Yeah, usually it's a sack race, but now they got cars?
The Juby Regatta.
And when did they start getting cars at Juby's? That run.
Hey, they got it all there.
They do. Yeah, but you can't start it because, like we said the other day, all the guns were stolen out of the office. How are you going to start the race?
Yeah. Some guy just yells, bang.
Which has everybody ducking for cover at Juby's. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge Endurance Center, where you can get all your Juby Day supplies over at Aldridge's this week. So,
and who will be crowned queen?
I know, that's always a question mark, mm-hmm. You know. Usually the sheriff's department has their pictures.
Oh, good, we can use that on the T-shirt.
Anyway, to appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.